Hello and welcome to Chapter 7, Tools for Project Closure. In this chapter, we are going to cover what is the need for project closure, what how the project manager has to create the project closure report, what is the transition plan he has to arrange for, and what is the closeout approach, and how to arrange for a stakeholder acceptance meeting, and what needs to be discussed in the stakeholder acceptance meeting, lessons learned process, and feedback as a tool, how to get that feedback and how the feedback has to be utilized, and what is the post-project audit about. So as we discussed in the earlier cases, after the project control, project closure is coming into picture, where the project is getting into coming into a closure. So once the project is closed, then means that the whatever needs to be given to the client has to be given, and whatever has to be taken from the client has to be taken from at this particular point of time. Project closure is the last phase in the project life cycle. Several activities are taken to close a project efficiently, assess the project status, and confirm project completion criteria. So we have to ensure what is the current status and whether the project completion criteria as defined in the project scope has been arrived at, has been identified and completed. Hand over deliverables to client with documents. Documentation is very important here, and deliverables has to be given. All these deliverables will be defined in the original documentation that has been given in the project initiation level itself. All these documents has to be delivered to the client. Gaining stakeholder acceptance of the project deliverables. So this is an important step that needs to be followed by a project manager. He has to ensure that the stakeholder acceptance is there. Whoever has to sign the project deliverables is signing the respective thing. Report status of project success to sponsors. So next comes the project sponsor has to be informed that the project is successful and we are going for a project closure and get an approval from the sponsor. Integrate project resources back into the organization's pool of resources. So whatever is the project resource we utilized, human resources or laptops, whatever is the things we have used as a resource from the organization, this has to be given back to the organization so that they can be utilized for some other project. Close any supplier contracts or agreements. So if there is any suppliers or vendors who are specific for this particular project, these particular projects and contracts, agreements and contracts needs to be closed with the suppliers and vendors. List outstanding items. If there are any outstanding items that has to be delivered, which has been moved back future period, this has to be listed. This includes a change requests which we have raised. Capture lessons learned from the project for use on future projects. Capture these lessons learned has to be shared with the management also, as well as the project sponsor, as well as the organization also, to ensure that these are being used and has been taken care in the future projects. Archive records, which is important, whatever is records needs to be archived for record keeping purpose. Need for project closure. So what is the need for a project to be closed? In every project, there are two important outcomes. The final product or service the project is meant to deliver, and the knowledge gained during the project execution. So when we reach the final product or the service is going to be completed at a specific period-based services, the project is meant to be delivered, and the knowledge whatever has been gained during this project execution has to be shared, transferred to the client. A common mistake for project managers is to relax when the project is nearing completion, which might lead the team to relax as well. So here project manager should have this particular thing in mind, that the project, until the project is getting closed, is still running. So irrespective of whether it is nearing completion or in the middle, they should not relax, because the team also will start getting relaxed, and it will result in the final outcome that needs to be delivered to the client. This can impact the final outcome, as there is often more work to be done to ensure the project is finally completed and successfully handed over. It is like painting work. When you are completing the entire building, painting always will take time, and it is not going to be completed so fast. Both the project manager and the team need to maintain momentum and push to finish the project successfully. So ensure that project manager and team has to always maintain the same momentum and the same attitude to ensure the project is finally successfully completed. Need for project closure is especially in the final stages of the project. There should be a more focus. There is still a lot to do to keep the team motivated. Project manager needs to continue communication with the team, continue the team meetings, scrum meetings, etc., etc. customer management, stakeholders and sponsors. They must address final issues, attend meetings, oversee implementation, provide support during the final phases. Apart from this particular thing, they have to start preparing the reports for project closure. To manage project closeout effectively, there are helpful systems and techniques. These tools and methods can make the closure process smoother and less overwhelming. So project manager should ensure that he is following the tools and the assessment is stored here to ensure that there is a proper closure that is happening in a project. Project closure report is one of the tool. Project closure report is a formal document created by the project manager to mark the official completion of the project. In this project closure report, you will be obviously mentioning what was the target, what has been achieved, what is the time that has been taken, what was the budget that has been used for the entire thing. This has been mentioned in this particular project closure and give it for approval to the management. This report is then presented to the client or project sponsor for approval after review and agreement. As a project comes to an end, the closure report serves as a summary of the entire project's process, approach, findings, limitations, and the valuable lessons learned. It is advisable for the project manager to involve the project team, client management, key business members, end users, and other stakeholders in this report. The project closure report also reflects the client's perspective on the project's conclusion. So what exactly is the client's perspective on the project conclusion has to be mentioned in the project closure report. So discussions and decisions and informal meetings with the project team plus the client team is very important here. The main purpose of the project closure report is to confirm that the project has achieved its success criteria and the project sponsor gives their official approval to close the project. In some cases, certain tasks might remain unfinished due to unforeseen circumstances or because they need to be addressed later. This includes the change request that has been raised also. Therefore, it is important to identify the responsible person to handle these outstanding matters. And again, this also should be taken for closure after the project closure is completed. Once all tasks are finalized, a project implementation report and a post-project audit are conducted to assess the project's success and to gather insight for future projects. Project transition plan. Now the project closure is completed. Now who is going to take care of the project to complete on a day-to-day basis? This will be done by the client. The project transition plan outlines the steps needed to smoothly move a project from development to its operational and maintenance phase. So now what will happen is that development will be on the very minimal as per the requirement and as per the client will decide who is going to do this particular development, and operational maintenance will be done by the client itself. It identifies responsible teams, methods, tools and contingencies considering potential impacts on existing systems and personnel. So whatever are the constraints and contingencies and tools that has to be utilized, methods and which are the teams that needs to be proceeding further with the operational maintenance has to be mentioned in the project transition plan. This plan, used along with the project charter and requirements document, ensures a seamless transition without duplicating information. A template guides the creation of this plan, covering project details, schedule, resources, budget, and communication. Success means a disruption-free shift to the new facility, product or software, minimizing staff, schedule, and budget impacts. So if there is going to be continuous disruption to the day-to-day process, day-to-day project, and it should be like smooth transition should happen and transition should happen for the customer, then only it will be called as a disruption-free shift. If the day-to-day activities, day-to-day there are going to be disruptions, then it will become like it is not a successful project handover. Project closeout approach. So now what is the approach that needs to be taken by the project manager for a proper project closeout? The way a project is closed out varies based on the organization, industry and the project's characteristics. There are cases when if it is critical systems like critical projects like banking and this kind of thing where you require 24/7 support or 24/7 monitoring, then this kind of things has to be taken, approach has to be taken separately to ensure that the customers are not getting impacted. Here are different ways a project can be closed out. Project inclusion, This is a straightforward closeout where the project team continues to manage the deliverables they created. So project team continues to manage the entire thing that has deliverables that has been created. So in which case the project is been handed over to the project team itself to take it forward for the maintenance also. This is called as a project inclusion. Transition is smooth as the project team takes over the maintenance of the deliverables. The administrative files are reopened for operational use. Means that the team is going to be the same, or the responsibility is going to be be with the same team only to do the maintenance. Project extension. In this scenario, project activities are abruptly stopped and resources may be released or reassigned. So in this case, what will happen is that team will be dispersed and has to be released to the other projects. This can happen due to reasons beyond the project team's control, in which case the project team, proper project closure has not happened, in which case project extension may happen. Project integration. Here the project objectives and deliverables are met and the organization is ready to use them. In which case what will happen is that management will start taking care of the entire project activities. If there is resistance from the customer, change management activities can help with the closeout. So customer, customer is saying that no, I will not proceed further with the closeout activity due to many multiple things not pending. In these cases, change management activities, whatever has been defined earlier and agreed by the project sponsor, will be taken for closeout and check out whether the entire thing has been completed as per whatever has been mentioned in the change management activity. Transition activities and pilot runs can enhance stakeholder acceptance, making this type of closeout more challenging. So what will happen is the transition activities, when we are going to go pilot runs and which when we are going to give the stakeholder acceptance, these cases the closeout will be more challenging than the normal scenario. As part of the closeout phase, project manager has to agree and accept for the stakeholder acceptance meeting. Upon project completion, a meeting is conducted where the project team engages stakeholders to review and ensure agreement on project deliverables. So here stakeholders accept and agree that whatever is the success criteria that has been mentioned in the project charter has been achieved and project deliverables has been given and ensured agreement has been happening from the stakeholder also. This stakeholder acceptance meeting focuses on achieving consensus and shared understanding among stakeholders. The meeting format is often based on the project charter, presenting and clarifying each deliverable outline. So in the project charter, it has been defined on how exactly the phase out is going to happen. Effective stakeholder management and communication are crucial to streamline these meetings, minimizing disagreement. So stakeholder management is crucial here and ensuring that the stakeholders are in line with whatever has happened in the project is crucial, because this is going to ensure that the disagreements are very minimized. There are cases where the phase out is not happening properly and the project is still continuing without the proper payment that is happening. So project manager should ensure that disagreements are not there at the time of project phase out. A collaborative approach benefits both the project team's reputation and the project management field. Again, this is very important because the reputation of the organization is dependent on what exactly and how exactly the project is phased out or project is closed out. If the project is not closed out, the reputation of the project team is going to be at stake. By addressing various needs and ideas, collaborative solutions can turn challenges into positive outcomes for all parties involved. So by having a proper idea and proper way of communicating, the challenges can be changed into positive outcomes for all parties involved, and it will be a smooth and customer or client may appreciate the project team more. Some key aspects that help in getting stakeholders' acceptance are: stakeholders should actively participate and provide input during the change management process. So during change management process, if stakeholders are aware of what is happening and what are the changes that are going ahead, going live, or changes that are happening, so that will be ensure that stakeholders are aware of what has happened in the entire project. They hold decision-making roles and help assess the necessity of changes. So they will decide whether a change is required or not, and which will help in the phase out phase. Involvement as a requirement helps stakeholders comprehend project needs. So as when the requirement is coming, stakeholders can decide whether it is required or not for, and when it has been implemented. This will help in comprehending project needs. Stakeholders can assign significance and to the project and its changes. Transparent change management prevents surprises from change requests. So when change requests are getting raised with the management, they should not feel that this is a, what you call it, this is something which is being raised for the purpose of money rather than actually for the purpose of creating a change in the brand, in the organization. Projects are more likely to succeed by meeting or surpassing stakeholders' expectation. Obviously, if you surpass the stakeholders' expectation on out of this entire thing, or the exactly meet what exactly stakeholders expecting, obviously this project is going to succeed. Aligning project success with organization goals creates a strong sense of purpose. So whatever is going to be the organization goal and the project goal are aligned means definitely the organization also will feel there is a purpose has been achieved. The main objective of the stakeholder acceptance meeting is to gain approval for deliverables, change requests and confirm correct implementation. So stakeholder acceptance meeting is to ensure approval has been done for all the deliverables and change requests and confirm correct and correct implementation has been done for whatever implementation has happened. This has been confirmed by the stakeholder. So next comes the lessons learned process, where whatever has been learned in the entire project life cycle has been defined, has been mentioned and has been documented. Projects and this particular thing will differ based on the size of the project, based on the industry, based on the criticality of the project. Projects come in different sizes, types and durations with unique requirements and teams. Despite these differences, there are shared elements. Lessons learned from one project can be applied to another based on the situation. If there is a PMO, then the lessons learned process is normally a formal part of the project phase out. In the absence of a PMO, the lessons learned activities are done informally. What are the main steps that are being used in the lessons learned process? We'll see that. The process involves assessing different aspects. Business case determines if the project met its intended business benefits. This has to be ensured when in the lessons learned process. Project plan evaluates how well the project was managed in terms of budget, schedule, risk and communication. So whatever has been missed out in all this budget or schedule or risk and communication has to be recorded in the lessons learned process. Project management methodology assesses the effectiveness of project procedures and systems. So how exactly the project procedures and systems was effective when the project was getting executed. This specific thing will be used at the project management methodology. Team performance, how the team has performed. Analyzes how well the team executed the plan and adhered to the methodology. What are the rules that has been followed? What are the rules that has been missed out? This needs to be mentioned here. Also includes team performance appraisals. The appraisal of the team will be maintained, will be based on the project success and the lesson learned process. List of project lessons. The project manager has listed on all the project lessons that has been made. Here are some lessons learned from project experiences. Team skills. A project success heavily relies on the dedicated skills and experienced team working towards a common goal. Leadership. A project manager should possess strong leadership skills and match team members' skills to tasks effectively. Otherwise, no, it will not be like the team member is managing the project manager. Communication. Building rapport and effective communication with decision makers yields long-term benefits. So very much important in the entire process is communication. Timely decisions. Procrastination is not a solution. Timely decision based on available information are crucial. Here again, timely decision, if decision is not happening properly, the escalation of the project manager is going to be helpful. Problem solving. Be prepared with alternative courses for option for potential issues. Blame only fosters hostility. So we have to ensure the problem is getting solved quickly, and there is always a plan B for a plan A. Proactivity. Being proactive is crucial. Reacting after problems arise might not be sufficient. So it should not be reactive. Team should not be reactive. So always has to be visualizing what is going to happen next, what is going to be the next thing, which is going to go into red, which is going to, what is going to, what is happening in the industry, what is happening in the regulatory, from the regulatory perspective, these particular things has to be proactively thought of and made changes in the end project and the change management continuously to ensure that these things are not happening at the time of phase out. Embrace change. Embrace change when needed. Resistance can hinder progress under certain conditions. So, you should not be, change should be always embraced and has to be communicated properly to the customer. And you should, there should, so that there not be resistance at the end. Customer understanding. Understand customer needs and more specifically understand the customer culture and objectives for successful project delivery. So we have to find out, as a project manager to find out who is going to be the sole person who is going to help the project proceed further from the management perspective. Support decision, support the leader's decisions, even if they differ from personal opinions. So there could be difference of opinion between the teams, but finally the leader's decisions has to be supported. Of course, there is always, you have to, leaders has to see what is the perspective of the individual. Calculated risk. Sometimes calculated risks are necessary to address specific situations. Maybe, of course, like we are measuring, it is a risk. Calculated risk may go wrong, but we are taking a calculated risk, so it can be taken care. Transparency. Share crucial information with the right people for the involvement in the project success. So information sharing and not sharing also is important for the project success. Technology and communication. Stay updated with the technology while using effective communication for preventing mistakes. So, technology has to be used properly and communication has to be used properly so that all the communication happens and which will ensure that mistakes are prevented. Thoughtful decisions. Take time for thoughtful decisions to avoid redoing work later. This is very important because there are many projects that will be redone from the date when the project closure is being decided. And again, project sign-off will not happen. Resource utilization. Understand available resources and how to procure necessary ones. If there is a resource is going to be leaving this particular project, this has to be proactively thought and proper replacement should be done at the proper time. Documentation. Dedicate time for documentation, paperwork for reporting and legal requirements. This is important because unless a proper documentation is happening, project closure cannot happen. Objective overcoming. Identify obstacles to the project's original objective and overcome them. Ensure that obstacles are taken care and original objective is always in the mind of the people. Impact assessment. Understand the impact of known facts. Identify resources to help overcome challenges. So, resources has to be identified. If there is any help is required from the experts who are outside the project, that needs to be done properly. And the assessment of not doing this particular thing has to be taken into consideration. Lessons learned importance. What is the importance of doing a lessons learned? Lessons learned from your project are important to avoid repeating mistakes in the future. This is helpful for the customer. This is helpful for the organization also who is implementing this. By documenting these lessons, future team leaders can use them to avoid similar pitfalls so that they will be well aware of what has happened in the specific thing due to cultural or communication gaps. Lessons learned should benefit both the project manager and future projects, providing value to individuals and organizations. This involves assessing what worked or did not work in the project's methodology, resources, and team dynamics. So, what did not work is more important from the lessons learned. Focusing solely on end results won't lead to actionable improvements. So, always focus should not only on the end result, but how we reach this particular thing and what are the end results, foreseeable end results also should be seen. Effective lessons learned reviews are based on questions about project results, their purpose and implementing findings. Whatever is the finding that has been done here should be implemented in the future projects. A thorough review can contribute to the success of future projects and overall organization improvements. From the organization improvement, from the client perspective, plus the project team perspective. Applying lessons learned to future projects. Organizations often don't use lessons learned from past projects for new projects, which is discouraging. So this is one of the things which is very common in nowadays what is happening is that organizations don't use the lessons that has been learned, and as a part of the documentation, the lessons learned is being mentioned here. It is not being given, handed over to the newcomers to the entire project or new. Despite tools and process for capturing lessons, few actually apply them. So they know these lessons, they had seen these particular lessons, but they usually don't miss out applying this particular thing, unless there is a bigger issue that is coming into picture. Common reasons include lack of time, key people, team support, blame culture, and budget constraints. Sharing lessons learned and knowledge between projects can bring significant benefits. Obviously, all these lessons learned is going to be having a benefit, because someone has crossed the road, has traveled this particular road. To make the most of captured lessons, consider the following points. Some of the lessons that can be points that can be carried over for the project managers is: start sharing knowledge early in the project, not just at the end. It should not become like on a single day I wake up and start sharing the knowledge. Involve all team members throughout the project to gather diverse ideas. So each perspective, each idea is going to be different. Creative idea is going to be different, which may be small. And project manager should have that kind of mentality to hear to all the people, hear to the team, hear to the whatever. Maybe the idea is maybe stupid, but still it has been heard out. Capture lessons as they happen, promoting timely learning. So it should not happen at the end of the entire project, but lessons learned should be captured throughout the entire phases. Encourage open discussions of failures and successes for continuous improvement. Discussion should happen properly. Failure and success should be given, a discussion should be given, and this is going to be helpful for the continuous improvement. Involve everyone, including clients, users, and sponsors for comprehensive input. More than the organization, whoever is deploying this particular project, client is the right person to find out what has gone right and what has gone wrong. The lessons can be learned from clients so that this can be a lesson for the people who are implementing this particular thing, plus the client also. Make initial knowledge sharing a regular practice. So obviously knowledge sharing between the team should be always a practice and always should be happening in a frequent intervals. Use effective timing and techniques to formalize the learning process. Continuous learning and skill development should be part of your project plan itself. Feedback as a tool. So what will happen is that at the entire entire project phase out is getting completed, one important thing that will be happening is a feedback from the client. What they thought about the entire project, how they thought about the entire project, are they having anything good which has gone into their project, what they felt as bad in the entire project, has to be taken as a feedback from the client. It is important for a project manager to be able to give and receive feedback effectively. Feedback best happens on one-to-one basis soon after the event that triggers its need. So the feedback should be between the team and outside the team also. Here are some tips for giving feedback. Feedback covers both positive and negative. Negative feedback should be taken as in a positive way and not as a negative manner. It's stronger when asked for. So feedback should be better. Instead of someone giving you the feedback, it is better always asking for what is your feedback about me, or what is the feedback about the specific person. Choose the right time and place. You should not become like you are doing a feedback when the entire thing is on fire, you are asking for a feedback. You have to find out what exactly is the right time and place at which this can be asked for. Plan what and how to say it. So it has to be planned properly so that the negative feedback is taken in a right spirit and not in a wrong way. Keep it clear and objective, not emotional. So most of the time, the project manager, the mistake which they are doing is that they make it as very emotional, starting to ensure that the person who has been given the negative feedback feels bad. It should not be that way. It should be objective. It should be very clear to the point and in a polished manner. Use examples to explain. Notice other person's body language. If the body language is not proper to listen to the negative language, you have to be very cautious on this particular thing. Let them talk and listen actively. So you have to keep time for the other person to talk, discuss, and mention what exactly is the issue they have faced and why they had done that kind of an activity. No feedback might be accepted or not. You have to check out whether whatever feedback has been taken in the right spirit or not. collaborate to find solutions for improvement. So you have to always be coordinating with the collaborative with the team and the specific member to ensure that the solutions, whatever you are going to find out of the discussion, are getting implemented, and that is for the purpose of the improvement of the specific team member. Here are tips for receiving feedback. Now, whatever you have told is about how you have to give the feedback. Now, let us find out how to receive a feedback from another person. Be open and eager for ask for feedback. So, always know, as a project manager, you should be in a position to openly and eagerly to wait for feedback to be given. Listen closely and attentively. So, you should not be interrupting the other person while he is giving the entire feedback. You have to wait for the other person to complete his feedback, then you can mention about why and what exactly has made the specific thing to happen. Don't immediately become defensive. Ask questions for clarity. If you have any doubts on the feedback, you can ask any questions for clarity, and don't go in a defensive manner. Whatever has happened, we have to find out how to rectify this thing and proceed further. Request specific examples of feedback. So, if feedback is generic, we can ask for a specific example where this specific feedback is applicable. Give yourself time to process it. It doesn't mean that you have to respond immediately. You have to wait for, you have to think, you have to process yourself, and then you have to respond back. Stay polite when discussing agreements or disagreements. Obviously, there could be disagreements. You may not be accepting that there is an issue, there is a mistake that has happened. But still, whenever you are saying it is a disagreement, you have to be polite when you are discussing on this particular thing. Collaborate on improvements. But again, like how you are going to have this particular thing on collaborating for other person, you have to collaborate for yourself for improvement. Make a proper plan in hand. Appreciate the effort of the feedback giver. Obviously, the person who is giving the feedback to you is doing out of interest on you, on yourself. Okay. Otherwise, there is no need for him to give a feedback to you. So you have to give an appreciation for giving the effort of the feedback giver. Feedback is a valuable but often overlooked tool. Like what we are seeing here, there are many times the feedback is ignored and has not been taken care of properly, especially in project management. When used correctly, it can inspire individuals, contribute to personal development, reveal hidden problems, and even provide solutions. Obviously, feedback is going to have all these particular benefits and ensure, and it is not only when you are going to do your feedback in the project, in the normal life also, you have to follow, ensure that feedback is taken continuously, constantly. Consistent, truthful, and pertinent feedback promotes open communication, creates a beneficial outcome for everyone involved. The next step is that now project closure is completed, and now what will happen next? Post-project audit. So it is a regulatory thing that should happen in case of any kind of project. Where the, and that is that too, when it is going, a project is a very complex and a big project, post project audit will happen. Let us see what is happening in a post project audit. A post project audit happens after project finishes, but before the final report. The final report will include the project post project audit response also. Its aim is to review the completed project, its success or failure, the importance of what was delivered, how well the team worked, and what the client thinks. So this contains all the details of what is the feedback of the client of the project and what exactly is the outcome of the entire thing, where are we able to reach the income that has been promised at the time of project beginning. This audit can also record lessons learned from the project. This also will have the lessons learned also as part of its report. Objectives of post-project audit simplified. Project vision. What exactly has happened in the project vision? Where they are able to reach the project vision. Check if the project achieved its initial goals, even if they change along the way. Project track. Well, assess if the project stayed within its scope, time, and budget. So this will be tracked, and this will be ensured. This will be mentioned in the project post-project audit. Find reasons for any deviation. If there is any deviation that has happened on the scope or time or budget, is such a reason has to be found out, and check whether it is valid or invalid. Valuable deliverable. Make sure the final product or service adds value to the client. This is very important because that is the purpose of doing the entire project itself. Like boosting profits or productivity. That should be the final result of the entire thing. That could be another possibility that something has been done for the regulatory purpose, in which case you will not have a profit or productivity may not be improved, but some complaints is going to be happening. Show positive impact on return on investment and business value. The purpose of doing a project is to ensure that there are, say, return on invest and business value is getting improved. The ultimate customers of the client should be happy out of the entire project. Post-project audits are crucial and should not be overlooked. They are highly valuable for both projects and project managers. So the project is going to get valuable only when the post-project audit is successful and is not having any negative remarks. They serve as effective tools for reporting completed work and showcasing the value brought to an organization through project implementation. So what is the value that has been added because of this particular project will be mentioned post-project audit, and this will be helpful for the organization also. These audit reports also play a role in sharing knowledge and documenting lessons learned, which can be beneficial for future projects. As a summary, what we had seen in the entire chapter is that project manager is in charge of wrapping up projects in an organized way, documenting properly, handling various tasks related to management delivery. They create a project closure report that is presented to the client or sponsor for approval, confirming that all goals has been achieved and project charter has been completed. A transition plan outlines the steps to hand over the project's outcome to the business unit and support staff. Project closeout is about completing all project tasks, evaluating the project and ensuring its proper finish. Learning from experiences and getting approval from stakeholders are vital for project success. Feedback is a strong tool for improving future projects, and what we have defined is that the feedback should be taken across the entire project phases, not only at the end. Avoiding common mistakes is key for successful project completion. Post-project audits assess achievements compared to project plans, budgets and quality of deliverables. So avoiding common mistakes that was happening in the previous project and lessons learned has been gone through for the previous project will ensure that these mistakes will be avoided now, and it will be a proper successful project completion. Thank you.